guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 8th of November. I've been fortunate enough today to catch up with Neil Rickett, CEO of Vesarian, Epic Code VRS. Morning. How are you, Neil?
Good. Early start this morning on my way up to Birmingham for the Innovate Show, and it's great to talk to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm aware you're on the road, so, you know, big thanks for coming on. Just to give us a little bit of colour to the picture, there's been a couple of announcements recently. You've announced on the 3rd of November a trading update from the company. We'll talk about a few of the points within that announcement. You also indicated that you were going to look to raise some additional capital, and subsequently have announced on the back of that. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the company, what you've been doing, and perhaps a little touch briefly on this most latest announcement, please?
Yeah, sure. So started the company in 2011, having come out of a corporate background of making money for other people. Saw a bit of technology at the University of Liverpool, and two of us broke away and started the business in my garage 6 years ago. Since then, we've done 5 acquisitions. We've raised about £40 million, and we now have 100 employees and 6 sites in the UK, including Manchester, Cambridge, Belfast, Cheltenham, and 2 sites in Oxford.
Wow. So it's really been a labour of love, and naturally we're now starting to see that yield some positive returns. I mean, it seems that on the back of these sort of announcements, you've sort of suggested in there that you've had an encouraging start to the year, that there's record levels of interest globally for your graphene, and of course you're in you've touched on the fact that you're in advanced negotiations with 2 of the world's largest consumer groups. Can you give us an update on that? Give us some insight as to the type of level of interest you're getting, and perhaps again just sort of enlighten us as much as possible on those sort of that sort of narrative from your latest release on the 3rd.
Sure. So the first announcement we made was the Israeli aerospace industry. That's sort of Airbus for Israel. Huge for the company. These guys don't normally break cover. Very hard to get any kind of quote out of these companies normally. And the company successfully did that. Great collaboration. Came on the back of some UK government work where we had a trade mission over to Israel probably about 18 months, 2 years ago. And we've been working hard in the background and establishing a relationship, really proving that what we've got really works, getting independent data. Once we presented the independent data to them, they're in a mad rush to use it. And that's kind of what we're seeing across the board, to be honest. We took about 2 years. We stayed underneath the radar, getting all of the independent data together, not only of the material itself, which is simply staggering, but also how it works in a variety of different applications. We've now got that data that we can go to various customers and showcase. It's independent, so there's a huge amount of credibility involved. And the customers are now saying, right, we need to get on with this. We may have tried graphene in the past, but it wasn't the right graphene, or it wasn't the best graphene. And now we really want to try your graphene. And, if it works as well as you've proven that it works, then you're in a great position. Probably one of the things that happened that really stepped up the game was about 4 or 5 weeks ago, the international standards listed a set of definitions for graphene, and that kind of blew the whole market apart, because a lot of the graphene that was being sold can now no longer be called graphene because it doesn't meet the definitions in this ISO standard.
So is it a case, Neil, that quality and quantity right now are driving the market? You know, that you've got high quality graphene, you know, decent technology, and there just isn't the depth of it any longer. Therefore, there's a big spike of interest. Is that where we are right now?
Yeah, all the stars are aligning, to be honest. And some of the stuff we've been working on for a few years, it can be really frustrating the length of time it takes big companies to move. But what we've got now is that we've got this data that we can present, and it's not that the company's been doing anything different than it's been doing for the last 2 years. It's just that it's all coming together all at the same time. And what when when we bought this company in 2014, the reason that we bought this company out of the University of Manchester, out of the original research group that isolated graphene, we could see that they could make very, very high quality graphene, but they were only making about half a gram a week. Now, we're never going to make any money making half a gram a week. So myself and my team, what we've been working on is taking that technology and ramping the production of that technology up to meet the demand that we're getting. And we're now able to take on orders for kilos, and it won't be long before we're doing much bigger volumes of that. And, you know, that's access to high quality material, which is cost effective and of the right quality is what's going to set this world apart.
Okay. So naturally, we've sort of been informed as well that you've gone out, you've raised some cash, you've used primary bid, it's been oversubscribed, there's been a whole lot of interest. It would appear that whilst oversubscribed, there's still a lot of avenues in the market that have not managed to get the level of exposure that perhaps they've wanted. There seems to be a lot of speculation. I guess some of that speculation may be derived from recent comments of you anticipate the receipt of one of these deals imminently. I guess the question on some punters' lips may be, if things are going so well, if things are, you know, ramping up as you suggest, you know, was there a critical need to go to market at 18p, given the shares are traded at 27? Naturally, we know that it's been received positively, which is quite a welcome. Welcoming sort of response for you guys, but I mean, is there an argument you could have sort of raised cash higher? Was it a case that there was just a huge amount of demand? Can you give us a bit more on that?
Yeah, sure.
On that raise?
I mean, you always have to remember these conversations. I think I'm still the largest single shareholder, so you know, I'm always worried about dilution. I'm always worried about giving shares away cheaply, and we would not have raised money at a lot lower price, you know, which is kind of where the market was expecting it. You know, the price has been very volatile. The company has done really, really well on the back of this news. And to be honest, we want everybody to share in the success. You can raise money at the very top. The problem with raising money at the very top is then, you know, there's huge expectations around where the share price is going to go. We don't really know where the share price is going to go. It could literally fly, or it could be back down to previous levels. Yeah, we're obviously anticipating that it's going to do really well, but there's no cast iron rules around that. And what we needed at the time is taking off my shareholder hat, putting my CEO hat on. We need capital equipment, and we need it now. I've got a lot of inquiries requiring a lot of material. Our guys, if one of those came off, it would keep us busy for 6 months. I don't want to be going back to these big companies saying, you're going to have to wait 6 to 12 months to get your material. I need capital equipment, and I need it now, and I needed to place the order last week, which is what we did. And now we're in a position where actually we can start to satisfy those orders, because the equipment manufacturers have given us access to that equipment ahead of actually being able to build it. So for me as the CEO, the most important thing at the moment is let's get this material out there in as big a quantity as we need, and let's not make our customers wait in case someone else comes on the scene.
All right.
And if we can't supply it, someone else will supply it. But so we have to take the decision. I'm quite happy that we raised money at 18p. I think we could have waited. But then, you know, who knows what would have happened? You'll have seen, you know, there's a lot of shares been traded in the last 2 or 3 months, and the share price could easily have been 8p, let alone, you know, 14p or where we raise money at 18p. You know, things change within the city, and unfortunately, there's a few companies that have been a victim of that. And I think we've done pretty well. Now, there has been a question raised over why we went oversubscribed, and the reason that we went oversubscribed is the institutions always get the first option, and they were delighted at the progress that the business had made, and you know, we would have been oversubscribed just purely based on institutional support. Now, I've always got the option to scale back the institutions, but I actually want everybody on side. I want to be, you know, if this is going to go as good as we anticipate it, we need everybody on side, whether that's privates or institutions. And so when we had the option, we could have pulled the primary bid at the last minute, but I want support from the retail investors that have also supported us And so we took the option to take money in at 18p when we could probably have stopped it early and scaled back the institutions and only have taken the 1.2.
All right. No, I mean, look, it makes a lot of sense. Commercially, you believe it's the right thing to do by the company. As a shareholder, you're satisfied with the level being sort of representative of where the business is. We know that there's a great sort of appetite for raising cash in the city right now. So, you know, it all stacks up. I guess just to conclude where we are today, what can shareholders, you know, sort of look forward to in the near term?
Graphene's coming of age. There's no doubt about it. We are one of a number of companies at the moment. I believe that the ISO standards will separate the wheat from the chaff. I think we're in a fantastic position. I've run businesses all my career. I've never been in a situation where I've got a hopper as full as we've got at the moment of such high-quality companies. And in all honesty, as the CEO, if I get one of these, I'm going to be over the moon. If I get more than one, you know, it's going to be a very happy Christmas, you know. And that's what we're working on. The guys are working really hard. We're stretching everybody to the limit. Everyone's excited within the business. We're not doing anything different than what we've been doing for the last, you know, 6 years. But everything seems to be heading in the right direction at exactly the right time. And, you know, putting my shareholder hat back on, you know, I think I'm delighted about what I'm hearing. We're out in the city towards the end of this month with our interim results. It's 29th of November, and we look forward to talking to our shareholders at that point.
So it's a sort of stand by your beds moment from what I can take from it. I do appreciate you joining me on the audio today. That's Neil Ricketts, CEO of Vicerion.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Cheers, thanks.